time to let go. All right, how many is ready for our message today? Are you ready? Come on now. Today we are going to conclude this life-changing series we've been in called Comeback. And we've been using that word comeback for our theme. And today I want to talk to you about the thought just for a few minutes. Now, I know some of you are already checking your watch. Pastor Gene, I promise you, I'm going to get you out at the normal time. I'm going to do a good job today. I shortened my notes just for you. I know some of you wish I would do that every week, right? All right. Anyway, we're going to get you out on a good time. But I want to talk to you for the next few minutes on how to get my light back. How to get my light back. You know, Christmas stirs up so many emotions, doesn't it? Christmas can stir up a lot of good memories, memories of childhood, memories of Christmas past, memories of things you're thankful for. But Christmas can also, for many people, if we can be honest, can be a very hard season. We remember loved ones lost. We remember maybe difficulty. Maybe we're facing this Christmas alone for the first time in a long time. And it just can be really hard for many people if we're really telling the truth. But the good news is this, that Jesus is the light of the world. And Jesus came. The good news about Christmas is that the light of the world came to bring us hope, to bring us strength, to show us the way. Even during our darkest season, God's light is shining very bright today. And I want to talk to you about being that light and how to get that light back into your life. So let's look at the very first Christmas story. No, not the one found in the New Testament, but let's go back even 700 years before then in the book of Isaiah. We see where the prophet Isaiah began to prophesy about the coming Jesus. He began to prophesy about this baby who would be born. And look what he said in Isaiah 9:2. The people who walk in darkness will see great light. Talking about when Jesus comes. Those who are walking in darkness will see a great light. For those who live in a land of deep darkness, a light will shine. And so today, I want you to write this down. When you're getting back and coming back to the light and letting the light overwhelm you, you got to seek out the light. Number one, you got to seek out the light. You know, at Christmas time, we're digging in the garage, and it doesn't seem like as we dig out those strands of Christmas lights, is that I put all the Christmas lights back in my box at the end of Christmas last year. And now I can only find half of them. Like half of them disappear somewhere. The Christmas light monster ate them and they're gone. And we can't find them. And they were all working when I put them in the box. And now when I plug them back in, it's like half of them are only working now. And we're trying to mess with it and get our lights all strung up. You know, my kids, when I was young, I used to do Christmas lights on the house, and we had reindeer out there and Christmas tree. I went all out, you know. I was Clark Griswold every Christmas out there doing that. Joy to the world. You know, I was doing that. That was me at Christmas. And then as they get older, I kind of slowly begin to not do that. And now my kids are like, Dad, you know, like, you know, we're the only house on the block. It doesn't have Christmas lights up. I'm like, well, I'm the pastor. I got a lot of things to do. We got Christmas services to get ready for. We're trying to do this and that. They're like, whatever, Dad. You know, come on. And I'm like, all right, take the Christmas tree, stick it in the front window so we can at least have some Christmas lights when you drive by. There you go. And so anybody else can identify with that? Okay. You know, we're kind of busy. I seen this video the other day that kind of cracked me up of the man who had all these Christmas lights. Look at this. All this man, his house, his trees, everything was lit up perfectly. Look at that. I mean, I have his neighbors like that, yeah? And then I love his neighbor next door. He had the arrow pointing next door saying, ditto, right there. Isn't that great? I like that. That's what I want to do, you know? Ditto. That's why I turn mine off, so the person down the street can shine a little brighter. I'm just trying to do my part to help. But, you know, we got to learn to seek out the light. And you know, Christmas should remind us that we really need the light of Jesus more than ever. December in by itself is naturally when it comes to sunlight, it becomes the darkest month of the year. We average anywhere from 14 to 16 hours of darkness. Many people go to work when it's dark, and when they get home, it's already dark again. And so if we're not careful, it can be a very depressing thing. Because we're not seeing the sunlight. We're not around the light. It can be very hard during this time because the Bible says that, and even scientists will tell you this, that we were created to thrive in light. Things grow in light. Oxygen is produced in light. Cells are recreated in light. Light brings strength to us. It brings energy to us. And we can't survive very long without light. We need it, not only physically, but we need it spiritually as well. We were never created to walk in darkness. We were never created to live in darkness. We were always have been created both physically and spiritually to live in the light of what God has given us. And not only the sun produces life, but how many know the S-O-N, the Son of God, produces light, and he is the light of the world. Today, we got to realize this, that when the Bible talks about the word darkness, it's referring to two different things. One, it's talking about darkness as an evil, so something that's in a time of evil or is being led by something evil, it will call it a darkness. And it also can refer to a darkness when living in ignorance, no revelation of God. And so some people are being influenced by darkness, by an evil influence. Some are just living in a time when there's no influence, no revelation of who God is and what the light of God can do in their life. And we were never created to live in that darkness. We were always created to live in the light of God. And so we got to realize we are people of influence, right? We're people of influence. Things influence us. Your parents always tell us, you know, when I was young, be careful what you put in because it comes back out. No, it doesn't. I can listen to what I want. I can see what I want. I'm my own man. How many know mama's always right, right? It's the truth. What goes in comes out. What goes in influences what comes out. And so we are people of influence. This is why during this season it's very important that we are making sure more than ever that we are going to the light of God and that we are influencing ourselves in a way that we don't let darkness dominate us. And that can be from many different angles. We got to be careful who we're around. We got to be careful what we're listening to. We got to be careful what we're seeing. We got to make sure that, man, I am going to the light of God. I got to make sure that I'm allowing things to influence me. I got to make sure I'm taking time to ring that bell. I got to make sure I'm taking time to cook some cookies for the neighbor. I got to make sure I'm giving kids Christmas at foster kids Christmas who need it. I'm going shopping for them. What am I doing to get out of myself and to be God's light? So what if goes in shapes what comes out? We got to focus on who do you hang around? Come on, do you always hang around the person who's always being negative? They're negative about everything, negative about their marriage, negative about the boss, negative about the job, negative about the church, negative about leaders, or negative. Those people influence you. No, I don't have time for that in my life. I got to surround myself with people that are going to draw me to the light. I'm going to surround myself with people who are shining off the light of God. I'm going to draw myself with people. I got to put that in my heart. I'm already got enough darkness right now going on. I got to make sure I'm intentional about surrounding myself, connecting myself to people who are allowing the light of God to shine through their life. It's contagious. You can't be around somebody who the light of God is shining through and then not change your spirit, not uplift your spirit, not challenge you to see God's joy greater today. It's contagious. And so you either need to hang around somebody like that or you need to be somebody like that and make sure that we're letting the light of God shine through our life. Someone say, he's preaching to you, honey. All right. Listen, you're not going to get the light by arguing with somebody on social media all day long. Give it up. Your job is not to influence everybody on social media and argue with them. No, that's just going to drag you down. No, be the light, man. Just go and be God's light. Be positive and let God's light shine to you. Number two, you got to trade obligation for celebration. If we're not careful, the obligation of Christmas can weigh us down. We got Christmas cards to get out. We got Christmas photos to take. We got Christmas parties to attend. We got Christmas gifts to buy. We got Christmas decorations to put up. We got Christmas gifts to wrap. We got Christmas dinners to plan. Yada, yada, yada. And it just can be so overwhelming that we miss out on the Christmas celebration of what God wants us to. I saw this cartoon by the Peanuts the other day. I love it. How many remember Peanuts? Charlie Brown, right? Charlie Brown. I love Charlie Brown. I've been saving this. This is a good one. It says this. Charlie Brown says, this hunched over, this is my depressed stance. When you're depressed, it makes a lot of difference how you stand. The worst thing you can do is straighten up and hold your head high, because then you'll start to feel better. If you're going to get any joy out of being depressed, you got to stand just like this. You know, it makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? If you want to get out of that, what happens? You got to pick yourself back up. Pick your head up back high and look to the light of God and begin to walk. You know, movies still tell you, don't walk to the light. But how many know the opposite is just true in our life? We need to go to the light of God. We need to be drawn to the light of God. We need to run to the light of God. We need to hang out with people who are giving that light. We need to be the person who's helping bring that light in our life. Listen, I love this story, and let's continue this verse in chapter 9 of Isaiah, prophesying that Jesus would come and he would do this. He would break the yoke of their slavery. Look what it says. He would lift the heavy burden from their shoulders. Man, don't walk all hunched over with your head down, carrying the weight of the world. No, Jesus came to lift that heavy burden from us, that we can stand up straight, that we can look up and say, God, you've got this. He goes, he will break the oppressor's rod. Come on, anything that's oppressing you, weighing you down, Jesus come to take that weight, to break it off of you, just as you did when you destroyed the army of Midian. And this is a really cool story. When we're talking about the army of Midian, we're talking about Gideon. Remember Gideon, the guy who was shy? God, you can't use me. And God's like, listen, Gideon, I know you're hiding in the cave, but man, I see you as a mighty man, a mighty warrior of God. Me, God? Yes, you, Barney Five, get out of there. And so he calls him, and he creates this great leader. He says, all right, we're going to go attack the Midian army. We want you to get all your men and army together. And it was like 72,000 men who were going to be in this army. And God's like, wait, it's way too big, Gideon. You got to trim it down, because if 72,000 people go and you win this fight, he goes, they're going to think you did it on your own strength. And I want you to know you're going to win this fight because I'm on your side, and it's God who helped you prevail. So he cut it down to like 10,000. And God said, all right, that's a good start, because it's still not small enough. Take him down to the waters to drink, and I'll tell you there who I want you to keep. And when it was all said and done, Gideon was left with 300 men. 300 men to fight. From 72,000 to 300 men were left to help fight. He goes, all right, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go in the middle of the night when the Midians are sleeping. And I want you to go down there. And I want you to go down there while they're sleeping. And I want you to take clay pots, and I want you to put them over your torches. And then I want you to have in one hand your torch with clay pots on there, and on the other hand, I want you to have them carrying trumpets. And when I tell you to and give you the signal, I want you to blow that trumpet as loud as you can. And then I want you to take and break those clay pots so that your light will shine. And can you imagine this? Have you ever been in a sleep? A dead sleep in the middle of the night, and something just wakes you up, like a loud noise, and it startles you? Or you're in the middle of sleep, and someone comes in. Maybe you had a brother and sister when you come in, and they just flip the light on in the middle of the night, and just like, no respect for your time. You know what I'm talking about, moms and dads? All right, and they just like turn the light on bright and wake you up in the middle of a dead sleep. Have you ever been there? What happens? So this is what happened. They're going, and they're just kind of quietly going along. They surround the camp. All these 300 men surround the camp of the Midianites. They're dead asleep. And then he says, all right. He goes, on my count, I want you to blow the trumpet. And they let it go. Whoop-whoop! I mean, as loud as they could, they blow the trumpet. And of course, all the Midianites begin to get startled, and they wake up. And then they all break their lights. And what happens? All of a sudden, light is shining everywhere. Can you imagine being in a dark, dead sleep, and all of a sudden you hear this loud roar coming, and then all of a sudden you see this bright light? The Bible says that the Midianites were so startled by the noise and the bright light that they woke up, grabbed their swords, and began to fight. The only problem was this: they fought each other, and they killed each other, and the men of God just surrounded and just watched them. They didn't have to do anything, because they all fought and killed each other because they were so confused. Now, I'm about to share a principle with you right now that's going to change your life forever when you get this, that even when your darkest day is happening, even when you don't see how you're going to win the battle, there's something about sounding out a praise in the middle of your enemy's camp. There's something about making a loud noise in your enemy's camp and saying, you know what? I'm going to go to the light and I'm going to be the light. God, I'm going to worship you no matter what. My enemies begin to fall when I worship the Lord. My enemies begin to run when I begin to worship and sound the Lord and I let the light of God shine in my life. What happens? The enemy has to flee from you. Darkness has to leave you. It has to leave you. Listen, you got a right to say, you know what? Darkness, you can't stay in my life. You can't stay in my home. You can't stay in my family. I'm letting off a sound from the Lord. I'm going to sing my favorite praise song. And if you don't know that, just begin to shout out the name Jesus over your darkness. And I'm telling you, the enemy will begin to shake. They will begin to kill themselves trying to escape. Because they cannot stand the name of Jesus. They cannot stand the presence of Jesus. And when you let his light shine, I'm telling you, something's happening to your enemies that will set you free. Somebody give God a hand clap of praise for that. Amen? I mean, this is an awesome thing. That we learn to let God's light shine in our life. Sound the light. Sound the light. Listen, you can't be so bogged down that you forget that God wants you to lead. Lead with the light. If we're not careful, look at this. If we're not careful, we'll get caught up. Don't get so caught up in the Christmas obligation that you miss the celebration. Don't get so caught up in the Christmas obligation that you miss the celebration. Man, if you're stressed out because there's so much to do during Christmas, I want to challenge you today to rethink your priority. Rethink it, man. Listen, let me put it another way. If you're so stressed out because you know you're about to go in debt for Christmas and you're going to spend the next year trying to pay off what you're buying this Christmas, let me tell you, you're missing the boat. You're making a big mistake. It's not about how much we give under the tree. It's about Jesus came, and we have a reason to celebrate, and we have a reason to get together with family and share the story of how our Redeemer came, how Jesus came. This is the real thrill of Christmas, that Jesus came to our life. The light of the world came to shatter the darkness, and now we're not living a hopeless life, but now we are under the light of God, and now we're following the light of God. That's what you got to share with your family. Listen, I know we all want to do good for our kids and do the best you can. I have nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong. I encourage that. Do what you can. But don't go stress it out because you can't do this. Listen, I had 5 kids and we had to get creative, you know. We had to get creative. You want a big thing? You want a big, or how about we get you one big thing together, you know? Or we get grandma and grandpa involved. Let's all team up and let's get this. We all went together and got you this big thing. Because I knew that I couldn't spend so much on Christmas that I would miss out on the joy of Christmas. It was not about that. It's about bringing the love of Jesus. If I haven't taught my kids what Christmas is about, is all they know is Christmas trees and Christmas parties and about getting the newest thing under the tree. If that's all they get out of Christmas, I failed as a parent. I got to let them know what the true meaning of Christmas is all about. And I can't be so bound down with the obligation of Christmas that I miss the celebration. Don't miss it. We have a reason to celebrate. We have a reason to celebrate today. And that reason is this, that the light of the world has come to lift my burdens. You know, I love watching the China, Acrobats of China. You ever seen their program? Man, they had a great show. They do all these amazing feats. And I remember one time I was watching them and they were doing this teeter-totter thing where they jumped on this teeter-totter and this guy went flying up and they was going to land on the shoulders like 3 stories high, you know, 3-tiered high of people, this pyramid. And they did it and they missed it and they just kind of like caught him and got it back down. And everybody, you know, they kind of helped that person make sure they're all right. And then they, instead of going on, they went right back to it again. And they did it again. Boom. And this time, boom, they stuck the landing. Everybody clapped and cheered. You know, in our life, we make a lot of mistakes, and in our life, we're going to make a lot of mistakes, but the great news of Christmas is this, is that even though we've blown it, Our Savior has already stuck the landing. He's already completed it. And today we can come in the joy knowing that, God, you've already covered my mistakes. God, you've already covered my sin. God, you've already done this. And I can come in the joy of Christmas and celebrate knowing that the Savior has come to me. I celebrate. The light of the world has come. Let every Christmas light you see reminds you that the light of the world has come. His name is Jesus. Let every Christmas gift remind you that the Savior has come. The gift of grace has come. That the Savior was born to us this day. Our Savior, the hope of the world. Christmas is a time of celebration. And number three, the last thing I'm going to give you today is number three, shine your light. Shine your light. John 8:12. Jesus said this. He spoke to the people once more and he said, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness because you will have the light that leads to life. Jesus said, I am the light that leads your life. I am the light. So the question becomes this, will I follow the light? Will I follow the light? And this is what's happening. Jesus came in a baby manger. The star was above the manger. The wise men seeked him. They followed the star. They followed the light to the Savior. And wise men still today seek after the Savior. We look after the Savior, looking for Jesus, following the light. And the thing about it is, when I find him, my responsibility is not to take this light and just use it by myself. But now I grab the light and I go to the person behind me and I do this right here. Come to the light. Follow the light. Let me show you a man who changed my life. Let me show you something that transformed my life. Let me show you something that will change your life, that'll bring healing, bring a hope that you can't buy. I'm telling you, this light is where you got to go, and we got to hold it up for the next person. Show them. Help them find the light. So the question I have for you today is this. Who will you bring to the light this Christmas? Will you show the light of God this Christmas? Man, what are you going to do this Christmas to wave the light? You got to find the light. You got to soak it up. And then you got to wave it and be the light to somebody else. Who will you invite next week to our Christmas service? Man, people are looking for somewhere to come. Who will you invite? What neighbor? What family member? What coworker? What fellow student? What teacher in your school? Who are you going to invite to come? Who's going to go grab the bell and say, sign me up. I want to ring. I want to ring the bell. I want to smile at people and let's show God's love after ringing that bell in the cold winter. Who's going to bake some cookies, Christmas cookies, and take it down the street to the person who's alone this Christmas? Who's going to grab some friends and say, hey, let's grab some blankets and gloves and let's put it out on social media. We're going to take a collection of blankets and gloves and we're going to go down to the nursing home next week and we're going to walk through and pass out some Christmas gifts to some people who maybe never will get a visitor all Christmas long. Forgotten about, stuck away. Who is it that you can show the light to? I've got to go to the light and I've got to be the light. I've got to shine God's light. I want to celebrate this Christmas. I don't want you so weighed down that you forget to celebrate and bring others to the light. Let's bow our heads. If you're here today and you say, Pastor, I need to find the light of Christmas. I need to find Jesus. Christ is my personal Lord and Savior. The Bible says, in order for that to happen, that a person must be born again. And what he said was this, you must first believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, God's only Son, that he died on the cross for your sins. You got to believe that in your heart. And then the second part is you got to confess it with your mouth, that he is Lord of your life. So today, without anybody looking around, I challenge you, maybe you want to join those. This morning we had several who raised their hands. Last Wednesday night, we had several who raised their hands. It's a season where people are giving their heart to Jesus. And today, I believe that the Christmas message is already coming to you. Do you know Jesus? And if you're here today, say, Pastor, I'm ready to accept Jesus. We won't do anything to single you out or embarrass you. I promise you. But without anybody looking at me, can you just raise your hand where you're sitting if today you want to give your life to Jesus? Come on, raise a hand high where I can see it. Let me know. Thank you. Anybody else want to join them? Thank you. I see those hands. Yeah. One more time. If you haven't raised it, raise it right now. Let me see. Thank you. So we're going to say this prayer out loud. I want you to repeat it after me. As Christians sitting around you, we'll help you along as well. Let's say, dear Jesus, forgive me my sins. I surrender all of my life to you. I believe you are the Messiah who died on the cross for me, God's only son. And from this day forward, I will follow after you. I will live for you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. You prayed that prayer for the first time, we say welcome to the family of God. This is why we're here today. Before you leave, if you prayed that prayer, I want you to stop by. Our hub will be opened up here in the back in just a minute. And you can get a free Bible in there, some other information we want to place in your hands. Thank you so much for making this life-changing decision. Who are you going to bring next week, guys? Who are you going to bring next week? Stand on your feet. Come on. Stand on your feet one more time. Let's close with this course again. I just want to spend some time in the light. I want to spend some time soaking up his presence. Come on, let's worship him this morning. Lift your hands this morning. I want to pray with you before we leave. Father, I thank you that you sent your son Jesus to be the light of the world, to reproduce life in us. Lord, we are overwhelmed with your grace, your gift of life. And today, I pray to Father, we find ourselves going to the light. This Christmas, God, we are shining under you, God. Your light is shining on our life, rekindling our relationship with you. God, you are bringing a renewal this Christmas season. And God, may we in return, as we find the light, God, may we give the light away. May we be your light. May we shine your light to those who need it. God, I pray right now you begin to even show us people right now. God, as we pray this prayer, God, show me who to invite this week. God, put people in my heart's mind. Even now, God, as people come into people's minds and spirit, even as I'm speaking today, God, you're bringing names to us. God, you're bringing faces that need to hear an invite. A word of love, a word of encouragement. God, I pray that we can be your hands and feet shining your light this Christmas. And we all say together, amen. If you receive that word, put your hands together. You got to praise one more time. Listen, we love you. You guys have a great rest of your week. Awesome day. Thank you.